morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today we find ourselves with a plethora of cinematic choices to inspire and delight. Dirty Grandpa is not one of those choices. Dirty Grandpa is a recycled coming-of-age tale regurgitating sad old comedic tricks trying to convince audiences that you are seeing something new and worth spending money on. Jason Kelly, a straight-edge lawyer, leaves his boring life and his controlling fiancé to venture on a road trip with his recently widowed grandfather. Though the two were once close, time has made them estranged. Jason's grandpa decides to take a detour to follow two hot college students, like you do, to Daytona Beach for spring break. Grandpa, believing Jason is making the biggest mistake of his life, decides to take it upon himself to show him the error of his ways through sex, drugs, and a whole canon of swear words. Dirty Grandpa's like a sour Butterworth lodged in the waste of a used Depends in desperate need of changing. Every single person in the film, save for Aubrey Plaza as a nymphomaniac with an affinity for the geriatrics, is a stereotypical archetype of the common road trip film. The square, the stoner, the nagging fiance whom nobody would marry, the sweet artistic Angelou who everybody wants to bang, and the minority sidekick present only to serve as a minority to a rather whitewashed heterosexual landscape. The film relied too heavily on the fact that Zac Efron is naked for a good chunk of the film. However, all of Zac's films these days invariably end with the muscled hunk naked, making me believe the young star would do better releasing a line of porn films than actually acting. Dirty Grandpa has no depth, no well-thought-out characters, and lacks any new or refreshing humor. Robert De Niro's stellar acting record and Efron's abs are not enough to sustain the full-length film. The highlight of the film is Aubrey Plaza's horny off-color jokes about banging old people, and you guessed it, Zac Efron's ripped tan body. With that X-Ville, I give Dirty Grandpa 1.5 X's out of 5. This film was on constant life support, and all I wanted to do was pull the plug.